Hey, Paul.
Hi, Arturo. How's it going?
Oh, man, it's going.
So I know you sent a text earlier. You have some questions I'd be happy to answer for you. I know we did cover a lot in our last conversation.
Yeah. So I kind of wanted to go back to the website issue.
Sorry. Sure. Okay.
And so talking about, so I started doing more digging into it. You know, I started doing some more digging into the Google and websites, and I asked some questions and things like that. And so one of the questions I have is, the algorithms, I guess, that Google has, you know, kind of from what, you know, I was reading, or, you know, how kind of things get searched. You know,
right.
You know, there's companies out there that are always, you know, working to get their people up, you know, and
sure.
found. And words are always changing, you know, keywords, things that catch,
right.
you know, the algorithm's attention.
Right.
And so the website thing, apparently, and I did call my friend, he goes, yeah, no, my website it's constantly, you know, in, like, things are changing in it, wording, you know, different things are always changing to, you know, to drive me up. And so I did have a question about that, you know, because, like, I'm in Oklahoma and I Googled foundation repair, and he's right at the top. And he's not even in Oklahoma. He's in Dallas, you know.
Mm.
And,
okay.
And, you know, he's in Dallas, McKinney, that area out there, and I'm in Oklahoma City. And he's popping up, you know, like, I can see him right now. I go to his website. Looks great. Okay. And so he is literally the ad below places. So, you know, everyone in proximity to me, which is the map, and right below that, there he is. Not even paid, you know. He's even before the Better Business Bureau.
Okay.
Anyway, so my question is so he's saying, well, you know, they're constantly changing words in there to attract, you know, to make sure that they fall into the algorithm. What do y'all do in those cases? Like, you know, if things are, you know, the algorithm, people are, there's tons of people out there constantly, you know, putting things to push their people up. How do y'all do that for me?
Right. So, you know, the website, like I said, the website itself doesn't carry as much weight as it used to. So any changes to the website, keywords, meta tags, naming of the photos and things like that, you know, that's not as important as it used to be. But what really does matter is the online content, the directory submissions, and we're constantly updating, adding, you know, blog posts and things like that where possible. So we do make sure that, and even on your Google listing, you know, we can make a change every week to basically what amounts to a blog post right on the Google listing itself. You know, if you want to add a promotion or a special or even, you know, just updating the information there, we do that on a weekly
right.
basis on your Google listing. So we are constantly making changes. Yeah, I mean, we are a Google partner, so we do know what Google wants to see. And it is our job and has been for almost 19 years to keep our clients on that first page so they get their phone ringing. And, of course, you know, it's a month-to-month service, so we have to earn your business.
Right. So you don't think it's as important?
Well, the website itself, I mean, when all other things could be equal, the website's still important. But when you've got more directories than your competitors have, when those directories are constantly updated and optimized, that makes more difference than the website. I mean, if you've ever seen a Google website, and Google doesn't make changes to those websites, there are businesses on the first page right now, one with a Google Business website, which is just a one-page website, a plain white background, some bullet points mm-hmm. for the services and maybe a picture or two. And in some areas, there are businesses on the first page that don't even have a website because they've got the directory submissions that Google looks for. Now, I don't really recommend that because people do still want to see a website before they pick up the phone to call somebody. But like I said, if businesses can be on the website with a one-page web page, landing page, or without even having a website at all, it kind of does point to, you know, how a website is not really the be-all, end-all to get your business on the first page. A lot of business owners go the wrong way. You know, they spend thousands of dollars, wait many months for a custom website that is not linked to anything. And then they say, well, I have a website. I paid, you know, $3,000 for it. I'm paying hosting for it. No one ever calls. And they get kind of disillusioned on the whole prospect of people finding them online. But a website by itself without the right off-page optimization, that's what Google wants to see, the off-page optimization, what's not on the web page itself. If you don't have that content, you know, your website's not ever going to be on that first page. You just have to tell people what the name of it is for them to find it, or it's like a billboard on a dirt road. They'll never see it.
Yeah, I'm just.
I mean, I've been with the company myself for over 10 years. And 5 years ago, 6 years ago, that's what we were focusing on. We were focusing on updating website pages, adding content, changing out photos, naming the photos and things like that. I mean, that's what we were doing 5 and 6 years ago because that's really what mattered. But at that time, when more people started searching online on laptops or smartphones instead of their computers, that's when Google really downplayed the importance of a website itself. So we had clients that were entrenched on the first page for years. Overnight, they fell off the first page. We had to scramble and make changes to keep them up on that first page. So when Google makes wide sweeping changes like that, you know, sometimes we have to play catch up, but they don't make those changes, but you know, once or twice in a decade, usually it's a lot smaller changes, and they keep us updated with that. So the directories are what's really important right now. It has been for a good few years right now. That's what Google focuses on, so that's what we focus on.
What does Apple use to search when you search in Safari? Like, you know, when I'm searching in Safari, like, there's a lot of Apple users out there, and I don't use Google on my Apple. I just search, you know, I just go into Safari and in the top line, type in what I want to type in, and it pulls up maps for me. And, you know, what does Apple use?
Yeah, so Apple basically, where'd you go?